makes the ocean grow. Global warming makes the ocean grow. Greenhouse guests.
Are Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda going green? Associated Press writers Keith and Nasrawi reported that Osama bin Laden, the Al-Qaeda leader, blamed the United States and other industrialized nations for climate change, noting that the only way to prevent disaster was to break the American economy, calling on the world to boycott U.S. goods and stop using the dollar. These AP writers suggested that bin Laden's message on climate change was designed to show the world that he and the movement he started were focused only on one issue, destroying America. Quote, the effects of global warming have touched every continent. Drought and deserts are spreading, while floods and hurricanes unseen before the previous decades have now become frequent, end quote, bin Laden said in his most recent audio recording aired on the Arab TV network Al Jazeera. The terror leader noted Washington's rejection of the Kyoto Protocol aimed at reducing greenhouse gases and painted the United States as in the thrall of major corporations that bin Laden said are, quote, are the true criminals against the global climate, end quote, and are to blame for the global economic crisis driving, quote, tens of millions into poverty and unemployment, end quote. Well, we know that bin Laden does not like the United States and would like to see it pay for all the damages worldwide resulting from its greenhouse gas emissions. The above commentary is real. Bin Laden did release an audio tape. He did talk about climate change and about America needing to be challenged for saturating the global atmosphere with greenhouse gases. But my first reaction to this article was, who cares what bin Laden thinks about the Earth's environmental problems? I certainly don't. I can't imagine many people do. But why did he do it? It was the first message from bin Laden without mention of his support for Al-Qaeda and attacks on the United States or its allies. But let's play along and fantasize about Al-Qaeda's attempt to broaden its support by appealing to environmental groups, as if that would work or as if environmentalists would want their support. Here's the whimsical, that is, not real, scenario. Bin Laden has decided that arresting global warming has become more urgent than dislodging what he sees as America, the evil empire. He calls off the jihad against the USA and Europe. He issues a secret order to Al-Qaeda operatives demanding that they prepare climate change risk disclosures, CCRDs, for their operations. He orders them to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by 2015. Al-Qaeda then is asked to participate in carbon cap and trade and to shift its energy dependence from fossil fuels, including Saudi Arabian oil, to renewable energy sources, including solar and wind power. He then demands that American engineering concerns provide new clean technologies to Al-Qaeda cells and that the U.S. Treasury pay compensation for global warming-related damages that have already occurred to Al-Qaeda's property. Let's take this tongue-in-cheek scenario a step further. Might we soon be seeing headlines like, Bin Laden calls on Al-Qaeda to field a soccer team for FIFA, or Al-Qaeda to participate in gymnastics competition at the 2012 Olympics, or perhaps Bin Laden picks the Saints to win the Super Bowl? More seriously, one has to wonder what prompted Osama bin Laden to speak out on global warming. Does he want to be remembered as a 21st century Gandhi? Is his health failing? Is he seeking to broaden his support among environmentalists? Is he striving for a Nobel Prize? Only time will tell which green he is really concerned about. Greenhouse guests.